Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another show of Inside the Asperger Studios Stories. Today on the show, I'm joined with Catherine, who's living with three people on the spectrum. She's a really good friend of mine who's got amazing stories to tell and just a wonderful woman altogether. So sit back, relax, and grab your favorite beverage, and I'll catch you on the other side. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Inside the Asperger Studios Presents Stories. Today, I am joined with Catherine, who is a streamer, a ukulele player, and a mother and a friend to two on the spectrum, along with her own son. Welcome to the show, Catherine.
Great. Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I am all right. Let's start off with, what's it like living with three people on the spectrum?
It's very exciting. It's very, very exciting. There's never a dull moment. It's always some fun chaos going on. There's always somebody who is just so in love with something in their life that we all need to know about it. So it's great.
Have you found ways to help them with their own ADHD?
Yes. I have noticed that I need to me personally, I like to put things away. I don't like to have things on the counters. I don't like to have things sitting out, but I've noticed that with ADHD in particular, it's, if you want to remind them to do something, you kind of have to leave it out to be visible, and it's more helpful. So for instance, we've actually switched the, you know how you usually have all the condiment bottles in the doors of the fridge? Mm-hmm. We've actually taken and all the produce in the drawers, right? And I've lived like that my whole life. Yeah. And so what we figured out with ADHD is that you need to put the produce in the doors so that they're visible, or you need to put it on eye level. I put all of the leftovers on eye level so that when they open the fridge, that's the first thing that they see. And we actually put all of the condiment bottles in the produce drawer, and all of the, we have a condiment drawer and we have a bread drawer, because the bread stays in there, you know, for a long time. And if you want the bread, you go get it. And if you want the condiments, you go get it. But you know, all the things like leftovers and the produce, that's all going to go bad sooner. It has to be more visible.
All right. Do you have any funny stories you can share about any of the three of them?
Oh gosh. Hey y'all, what are some funny stories I can tell? I'm trying to remember. That's a hard question right off the bat. Let me keep thinking about that one, because right, I know there are some.
All right, then we'll go to the next question, which is, what is the hardest thing about living with three people on this who have ADHD?
Just the general disorganization of the house. Like, it's, there's always dishes, there's always toys on the floor, there's always, you know, things sitting on countertops and just like clothes on the floor, and there's just, you know, there's just stuff everywhere. And so, you know, we've gotten better. We've gotten kind of some systems in place to where, you know, things can collect in the places where they're supposed to be. And, you know, if I stay on top of the dishes, it doesn't get so bad. So yes, just that.
All right. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Good question. I got married really young. I grew up in Utah. I grew up in a very religious community, and therefore went to college and got married as soon as I had the opportunity to absolutely the wrong person. And so I got married at 19, and then I had my one child at 25, and then I got divorced at 28, and it was the best choice ever. But I'm 33 now, so I'm just, you know, rediscovering what I like and what I want to do and how I want to live my life.
All right. So you grew up in Utah then?
Yep. Yep.
All right. So what motivates you, inspires you, and drives you?
I really like seeing what other people have created and what other people have done. Like, nothing inspires me more to write than to read a book, or nothing inspires me to do things than like watching movies or playing video games or just seeing the stories that other people have told or the other projects that people have completed, because it's just like, oh, I bet I could do something cool too. Mm-hmm. And so then I'm off and running.
What is the best compliment you've ever received?
Oh, that's a hard one. I was thinking about this one this morning. I don't know if it's any single one compliment, but my favorite compliments are the ones from my writing group when I take my, I'm in a writing group that we try to meet like once a week. And so my favorite compliments are from them actually, because they'll take, you know, my writing over there and they'll say, oh my gosh, you know, this made me so angry, or this made me so happy, or, you know, just seeing that I can evoke an emotion from something that I've created is the best compliment that I've ever gotten.
All right. Tell me about three influential people in your life and how they have impacted you.
Oh, this was a hard question too. Well, Callie, obviously, my roommate, she introduced me to writing, and I don't know, we've been friends for a long time, and just my life just would not look the same without her. And then Joseph, my other roommate, obviously, who, you know, taught me about ADHD and basically fixed my child. You know, he was perfect already, but he, you know, he made our relationship so much better, and he's made my son's life so much better, you know, just with his insights and everything. And then the third person I was thinking of was actually, my therapist, my psychologist. Her name's Jerry. She's wonderful. She just really, I just always feel better after I go talk to her. She just puts everything in perspective for me. And she says, you know, watch out for these things and maybe don't do this. I'm like, okay, Jerry, I will follow your advice. You're usually always right.
All right. What makes you feel inspired or like your best self?
When I have figured out how to help somebody in a way that they weren't even aware that they needed, and I can like fill that need, and they say, oh, I didn't even know I needed that, but I'm glad that you knew that I needed that, you know, and then they're really happy about it. Makes me feel the best.
All right. Finish the sentence. I'm at my best when?
I am at my best when I am on a low dose of Prozac.
Okay. If you can turn back time and talk to your 18-year-old self, what would you tell her about where you are now in life?
Oh boy. If I could go back and talk to my 18-year-old self, I'm always tempted to tell her, it's just like, don't marry this person, don't make all these mistakes. But then it's like, then I wouldn't have my son either. And so I'd probably just go back and tell her, to be like, listen, your life isn't going to be anything the way that you imagine that it's going to be. It's not going to go any of the ways that you thought, but it's going to be great. You're going to be okay. It's going to be fine.
All right. If you can have a billboard with anything on it, what would it be and why?
It'd probably be a meme. I don't know which meme, but it would be something funny, so that when they're driving down the road, you know, they're not being advertised to, they're not being, you're not trying to convince them to do anything. You're just trying to put a smile on their face for a second.
All right. What do you think the world will look like in 5 years from now?
Oh, man, that's a hard question with everything in flux right now. I think hopefully we'll be coming out of the pandemic finally, or that we'll be back to normal, and we'll be back to going to concerts every weekend. And 5 years from now, housing prices will probably still be crazy town. The economy will be great.
All right. What was your favorite subject in school?
Good question. I think it was science, actually. I had a really great science teacher in eighth grade, and she kind of just kindled my love for everything science. And so I think I would have to say science.
All right. Would you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
An introvert, but a very people-loving introvert. I have a high tolerance for being around people, especially people that I know well, but it does, you know, sap my energy after a while.
All right. If you could be remembered for one thing, what would it be and why?
Probably to have written just a devastatingly good book. It's just like that has like a smaller, like medium cult following, where it's just like it was really impactful for just like a small group of people. It's like this book changed my life. Doesn't have to be like a bestseller smash hit or anything, just like a small group of people really loved it.
All right. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself or where you are now?
That's a good question. It changes a lot. I like learning things, but I don't like being in school because the deadlines stress me out. I like to write. I like to play the ukulele. I've written a couple of songs. Really like to sing. I thought that I would drive a Toyota Corolla for the rest of my life. And then I got into a Mazda a few years ago and I fell in love. So now I drive a Mazda. And I drive a stick shift. Stick shift is the best. I was able to find a newer stick shift that I could drive after my old one died. And that's always fun.
All right. Now we get on to some more of the fun questions.
Okay.
What is your favorite word?
My favorite word is probably finished.
What is your least favorite word?
Any racial or homophobic slur. We'll go with that. Right.
What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally?
We kind of went over this one already, where it's like if I'm watching movies or I'm playing video games or I'm seeing things that other people have written or other people have done or accomplished, then it really, really motivates me to go do it myself.
All right. What turns you off?
Too many things on my to-do list. If there's just chaos all around me and there's a whole bunch of stuff undone, I cannot tap my creative brain for anything.
All right. What's your favorite cuss word?
Am I allowed to say it?
Yes, you can.
Fuck. My favorite cuss word is fuck.
All right. What sound or noise do you love?
So it's super cliche, but I really, really like the sound of rain.
What sound or noise do you hate?
At work right now, they're doing construction in the other, because we work in a corporate office building, and luckily I'm only there on Mondays, but they're doing construction in the suite next to us, and it's the worst thing ever.
All right. What is your favorite color?
Brown. Brown is my favorite color.
What is your least favorite color?
Like that lime green.
All right. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
I feel like eventually I'm going to end up moving from accounting to psychology.
All right. What profession would you not like to do?
I never, ever, ever want to be a corporate tax accountant. That sounds like a nightmare.
All right. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
That's a hard one too. Probably just like, you did so good. You grew so much. Congratulations. You're finished.
When you arrive at heaven, who would you like to meet?
So I imagine that I'll probably outlive most of the people that I know, just the way that my family is. I'll probably live for a really long time. So probably all of the people that I'd already lost. But if it was like today, then I'd really love to see my great aunt Kathy and her best friend that we always called Aunt Dorothy. They were the sweetest.
All right. What books would you recommend my audience read?
The Body Keeps the Score. Changed my life. It's the most influential book that I've read in the last decade, probably. The Body Keeps the Score. It's about trauma, and it was so informative.
And finally, where can people find you on the web?
Oh, good question. Well, I have my Twitch account. I'm not going to be streaming for very much longer, but it's on there. And I'm not available a lot of places on the web right now, actually. I need to make more. And I need to spin up some social media accounts for my creative pursuits. So, like, I need to make some writing accounts. And so if I ever put those together, I'll pass them along.
All right. And that's it, everyone. That's Catherine, a very beautiful ukulele playing mother and friend to two people who have ADHD and her son as well. Thank you for being on the show, Catherine.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's a good day. It's a good life. But you're walking around with your head down. It's a good life. It's a good day. Get ready to go and you'll be on your way. Go!
you can taste them. Tell me what you wanna do, and then we're gonna make it happen, cause nothing can replace it. Don't need no million to have a good time. All that you need is some fun to have a good life. Somebody